This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody. Daf HaShavua, Yevamos Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The best day to learn is a fast day. Food is overrated. Caffeine, not overrated, but you can do without it. So, let us see Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We begin two lines in the bottom. Nun Ches Amud Beis. Nis'armalu oy nisgarshu. If the woman was widowed or divorced. What does the Gemara say about Nis'armalu oy nisgarshu? There's a shaila about whether kedushin to a woman who is mishtameris levia psula, whether that renders her pasul or not. And the Mishnah said almanu l'kayin gadol grusha v'chalutzu l'kayin hedyoid. Mina erusin lo yoichlo b'tshuma. Reb Lazar b'shemna machshirin. But everybody agrees that if you're widowed or divorced from erusin, she is kosher to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Boy mine Reb Chia bar Yosef mishmuel. Kohen gadol shekidish esaktana. Here's the bottom line. We know that a kohen gadol has to marry a besula. Ki im besula me'am avikach isha. Not only that, a kohen gadol may not be allowed to marry a bogeres. What's a bogeres? A bogeres is a woman who's 12 and a half and up. Why not? Once a woman reaches 12 and a half and up, her besulam begin to dissipate. See, nowadays, we live in a crazy world. Most people, they don't... The woman, she's 19, 20, 21. Now, according to the Mishnah, she's already old at 12 and a half. 12 and a half, she's already old. Her besulim begin to break down. Therefore, a kohen... Now, there is a Tana that a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a bogeres. However, this Gemara, I believe, is within the Shita that kohen gadol cannot marry a bogeres. She can only marry a ketana or a nara. Ketana is until 12, and nara is from 12 until 12 and a half. So the shaila is, Boi minei Reb Chia bar Yosef mishmo. Kohen gadol shekidesh es haketana. Kohen gadol did kedushin to a ketanu ubagra tachtav. And she became a bogeres in the interim, during the erusin. Now, kohen gadol is aser bebogeres, like we're going to see in the Mishnah. It's a mitzvah for him to marry a ketana or a nara. But he did marry a ketana or a nara. The thing is, he didn't do nesuin until she became... she didn't get a chance to do nesuin until she already was a bogeres. Mahu. Basar nesuin azlinan. Do we say we follow the nesuin? And then, since now she's a bogeres, he cannot live with her. I basar erusin azlinan. And she's good because he did kedushin to a ketana.
That's the shaila where the Torah says,
"Kiim besula me'am of yikach isha, or vahu isha bivsuleha yikach." Does that mean he should do kedushin to a besula, or does that mean he has to do nesuin to a besula? This was the question that Reb Chia bar Yosef asked Shmuel, and Shmuel said as follows: "Amar lei tinisua nesarmelu ay nesgarshu." Min hanesuin psulais. If a woman became an almana or a grusha from nesuin, she's pasul. Min ha'erusin kesherois. But if she was an almana from erusin, she's kosher. She could go back and eat shuma. What do we see from here? That the psul of kahuna is dependent on nesuin. Which means that a woman who was an almana from erusin, and then he dies, is kosher to eat shuma. So we see that the psul of kahuna is from nesuin and not from erusin. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? all you see from there is that the psul of chalal is not rendered from erusin. I have no question about what makes a woman a chalala. De biyahi de mishavaye chalala. Only bia renders a woman a chalala. Ki kami bayli. My shaila is as follows. When the Torah says a kohen gadol has to marry a besula, v'hu isha bibsuleha yikach mai. Is it kicha de kedushin ba'inan? Do you need to take her only in kedushin and then she would be good? Ay kicha de nesuin ba'inan? Or do you need a kicha of nesuin? So in other words, we know that the din of chalal is dependent on the bia. That's for sure. That I know. A woman's not going to become a chalala from erusin. The question is, the mitzvah that a kohen gadol has to marry a besula, is that mitzvah to do kedushin to a besula or to do nesuin to a besula? Amarle honami to nesua. Shmuel said this was also taught. Eres es ho'almana. If let's say he did erusin to an almana, who did? A kohen. A kohen did erusin to an almana. It's a beautiful wedding. V'nismana liyo is kohen gadol. And he was appointed to be a kohen gadol. Eres es ho'almana v'nismana liyo is kohen gadol. Could he do nesuin? Yichnais. He could do nesuin. So the same way, if a kohen does erusin to an almana, then he becomes a gadol, he could do nesuin. By the same token, if a kohen does erusin to a ketana, and then she becomes a baigeres, he could do nesuin. What's the difference between transitioning from if you married her as a kohen and then you became a kohen gadol, you're allowed to do nesuin, even though she was already an almana? And what's the difference between if you did kedushin to a nara and then she became a bageras? Says the Gemara, no, that's not parallel. Shani hasam dechsev yikach isha. It says yikach, a woman. It says kiyim besumei amav yikach isha. The word, it could have just said kiyim besumei amav yikach. Why yikach isha? That's an extra pasuk. It's marbe on daf samach aleph that if you were ma'aris and amana and you became a kohen gadol, you could do nesuin. Says Gemara, okay, hachanamiksev isha. It says v'hu isha bebsula yikach. Maybe that's marbe that if you married a nara, and then she became a bagar, so you could take her. So Gemara says, achas v'lishtayim. You can only be marbe one woman and not two. Not sure why. You have two different psukim. You have two words, isha. Why can't one isha be marbe that if you did kedushin to an almana, then you became going godly, you could do nesuin, and one isha is marbe a bagaras. Not sure. Because it's the same letter as Isha, so you can only be marbe one woman. So the Gemara says, Umaros, why are you marbe the Almana who you did Kedushin to, that now you could do Nesuin to, and you're not marbe the Ketana that you did Kedushin to, and now you want to do Nesuin to? So the Gemara says, there's a difference between the Baigeres and the Almana. Namely, Ha Ishtani Gufa V'Halo Ishtani Gufa. The Almana is the same woman, but the Baigeres changes. The Bageres, her body changed between the Erisin and the Nesuin. She used to be a full-fledged Basula, and now her Basulim have dissipated. But when you marry the Amana, she has not changed at all. Okay, says the Halakha Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Yisav Amana. Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana, Bein Amana min Erisin, Bein Amana min Nesuin. V'lo Yisav HaBageres. He cannot marry Bageras. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, Machshirim be Bageras. Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon are Machshir of Bageras. V'lo Yisas Mukaseitz. Kohen Gadol cannot marry a woman whose besulim have been removed through a wood. She got stuck in that area with wood. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about that. She's not a basula. Bottom line, she's not a basula. It doesn't matter why. It's an injury. Kohen Gadol cannot marry her. So we have a machlokes whether Kohen Gadol can marry a bageris. Tanu Rabbanan. Amana lo yikach ben amana men eres ben amana men asuin. Says Gemara Pshita. It says Amana. It says Amana. Why would I think Amana men eres and you could marry? Says Gemara. Mahu de teva leilaf Amana Amana. Mi Tamar. Let's make a gzer shava Amana Amana from Tamar. Ma lahalon min anesuin avka min anesuin. It says by Tamar Shavi Almana remain as Almana until Shelah comes. But there she was an Almana Minanasuin. Because there's no reason to assume that her marriage was not full-fledged to Aaron Oinon. So I would think just like Tamar is called a Almana, likewise, maybe when the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana, it's Almana Minanasuin. Says Kamash Malan. So Kamash on the Mishnah that no, only that you can't marry an Amana from Erisin also. Says Gemara Beimai Hachanami. Why don't we learn the Gzer Shav Amana Amana? Maybe in a Chanami, a Kohen Gadol could marry an Amana from Erisin. Says Gemara Dumya de Grusha. Ma Grusha Beimin Asum Beimin Erisin. Just like Grusha, it doesn't matter whether it's Min Erisin or Min Asuin. Because there's no Gzer Shava. Well, that a nesu is only a nesu min anesuin. Af amana bein min erisin bein min anesuin. Now we're going to analyze the machlokes between the Tanakama, who says you can't marry a Kohen Gadol, can't marry a Bageras, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, who says she could marry, he could marry a Bageras. Tanu Rabbanan, v'hu isha b'psula ha'yikach, and he, a woman in her besulam, he should take. The Tanakhama says, Prat lebageras, shekolu la besulah. This excludes a bageras that her besulim have finished. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, machshirim bebageras. B'may komiflegi. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir, Safar, besula afilo mixas besula mashma. If the Torah would have said, Isha Besula Yikach, that would apply a woman who has any signs of Besulim at all, even Miksas Besulim. Even if part of the hymen is intact, you could live with her. But it says, Isha Bivsuleha, Besuleha implies Kol HaBesulim. So Meir Darshan's, Besuleha, she has to have all her Besulim, not a Bageres. Biv Sulaha implies that you only render her a problem if yad bia kedarka, but kedarka in shloi kedarka loy. Biv Sulaha implies only if you live with her in the makim of her besulim. But if somebody lived with her shloi kedarka, she is not disqualified to a kohen gadol. Rashi says Beis Yisera Demash Mahachi LeMidrash B'Makom B'Suleha Dahainu Kedarka Im Nivala Nipsala LeKayin Gadol Avol Bila Shaloi Kedarka Loi, because we're not going to answer her with Biyashal Kedarka from this pasuk. In other words, don't say we're going to answer her Biyashaloi Kedarka. And we're going to say even Shaloi Kedarka, because Bisuleha is Mimait Bageras. If it's Mimait Bageras, certainly it should be Mimait Shaloi Kedarka. So when the Pasuk comes again, in other words, the Pasuk has already excluded everything, Rashi holds. If it excludes a Bageras, it should certainly exclude Bia Shaloi Kedarka. So Bivsuleha then has to come Laheter Shaloi Kedarka. Which in a way is a bigger chiddush. A woman who had relations shaloi kedarka is less of a basula than a woman who's a bageras. But that's the chiddush hakra according to Rameir. For Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, basula shleima mashma. The word basula means a full-fledged basula. Bibsuleha That tells me afilu miksas basulim that a boigeres is good. Bibsuleha achiu kol basuleha kayom and bein bekadaka bein shaloi kadaka. That tells me beer shaloi kadaka is not good. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon hold, if it would have said basula, that's mashal full-fledged basula, and it would aser boigeres. Now that it says basula, that's mashma, even if she has miksas basulim, to include a boigeres, bibsuleha, it has to be she did not lose any of her basulim with bia shaloi kadarka. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Nivala Shalai Kedarka Psula Kuhuna. If she had relations Shalai Kedarka, she's Asr to Kuhuna. But not, Rashi says, only to a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot, even Bia Kedarka, she's Kashera, because she doesn't become a Zayna unless she had Bia to Sona's Asr to her. So Rav is of the opinion, Nivala Shalai Kedarka, she's Pasal Kuhuna. Like the opinion of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. Masav Rava, V'loi Siyala Isha. It says, if someone rapes the woman, by a Nara, Basula, he has to marry her. She will be his wife. B'isha Haru'u Yalai. A woman who is fit to him. Prat La'almana L'Kayin Gadol, Gusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyayin. This excludes an amana to a kain gadol, a grusha and a chalutza to a kain hedyot. So now this din that you have to stay married to the person raped, is only if the woman is fit to you. As opposed to if the kain gadol raped an amana, or a kain hedyot raped a grusha and a chalutza. Says Gemara, Hechidami, Ilema b'kedarka, if he raped her, usually, my area mishum almana. Why do you have to say that he can't stay with her because she's almana? Tebegle mishum avila b'ula. You can't live with her. She's not a basula. She's a b'ula. Anusas atzmai mefutas atzmai kohen gadol can't marry. Must be elalav shaloi kedarka. In other words, not talking about where the Kohen Gadol raped an Amana Kedarka, then of course he can't live with her. She's a Ba'ula. It must be lived with her Shaloi Kedarka. And the reason he can't stay with her is because she's an Amana. Mishem Amana and Mishem Ba'ula Lai. Apparently he's allowed to live with a woman who's a Ba'ula Shaloi Kedarka. It's only because she's an Amana. So he says, Hamani, Rameyer, he's going like Rameyer, who says that a woman who had Bia Shaloi Kedarka is not usher to a Kohen Gadol. Okay, Rav Oysa, we did it. So here's the plan. Monday night, Nun Tes Amud Beis. Tuesday night, Samach Amud Aleph. The following week, unfortunately I'm not here Monday and Tuesday, Samach Amud Beis will have to do the following Thursday night, okay? So by the end of this week, we'll be an Amud ahead, and then next week we'll do one Amud. Have a very great rest of the day. There might be one more share later today at 8:50, 15 minutes before Maariv. We'll see if we could hook it up, but I'm not sure. Okay, Kol Tov everyone. Be well.
Thank you.
Kol Tov. Easy tightness.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.